This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A small team of UN nuclear inspectors arrives in Baghdad today to assess the damage caused by looters of Iraq's largest nuclear facility. The Tuwaitha Nuclear Research Center has been closed since the end of the first Gulf War in 1991, its radioactive materials under lock and key. But left unguarded during the early days of the U.S. invasion of Iraq in April, Iraqis broke into the facility and carted away barrels that had been used to store uranium. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
They still come in waves, carting away metal frames, stacks of wood, rusty barrels. Men in frayed shirts, schoolboys in ragged pants. They are looters, and for them, there is still plenty of value at the Tuwaitha Research Facility. This is a sprawling campus of buildings and miles of open land. U.S. soldiers now guard the warehouse where the dangerous radioactive materials are stored. The rest of this nuclear research facility is fair game. Hassan Mogamas Hamid scoops up metal parts from an abandoned building to sell in the local market.
You need to steal these things and sell it for 1,000 or 2,000, it's a very cheap price, but this can just bring some food to our families.
Looters from the nearby village of Wahada walked into an unguarded nuclear storage warehouse 2 months ago, opened containers of low-grade uranium, and hauled the galvanized aluminum barrels back home. In the middle of the day, men play dominoes and drink tea. The only work there is, constructing the new village mosque. In this dusty, desperately poor town, the looted aluminum barrels were used to store apples at the school, water for some families, milk for some farmers, until villagers began to realize the dangers. Abdul Huva, a civil engineer, says he and others took their complaints to American officials.
I went with the people here in the village. We complain about these barrels that people have looted from the stores.
Abdul Huva says the American military quickly organized a buyback program, $3 for every barrel returned. Most villagers turned in the barrels, but those who missed the buyback buried their barrels in the backyard, says Abdul Huva.
They are afraid to say that this barrel is with me, or I have kept it or returned it back, because he is afraid of what they have said on the first time.
So the people of Wahada are afraid too for the health of their children, says this man.
Even now, I'm not allowing them to go to school because I heard that some of these barrels, they have put water in the school and the students are drinking from that.
On the back dirt road of the village, these children have made friends with the American soldiers who now guard Tuwaitha's nuclear storage warehouse next door. A dirt berm and barbed wire separate the village from the building. Staff Sergeant Jamie Wells of the 3rd Infantry Division is in charge.
Since we've taken over, the only thing we have are the small children that, you know, we play with, talk to, but nobody comes over here as far as for anything because they know it's dangerous.
Sergeant Wells climbs back up the dirt berm. From here, you can see the nuclear warehouse. The windows have been bricked over. Concrete blocks now surround the building. This is where the United Nations inspectors will begin their work, accounting for the missing barrels, securing the dangerous materials inside. U.S. military officials complain that the UN's nuclear commission did not properly seal this facility in 1991. The locks were easily broken. UN officials privately blame the U.S. military for not protecting the building in the days after the war. The children of Wahada play soccer in a dirt field. American officials say they have tested the water in the village, monitor the Iraqis who live here, and have found no health hazards. They have limited the UN's role, no additional investigations in the surrounding villages. As for the people of Wahada, they are still afraid that the nuclear poisons brought home by looters could still make them sick. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
Pictures of the Tuwaitha nuclear facility are at npr.org.